Good morning.
Good morning.
The survey, you're sending it out to patients or are you sending it out to men over 50?
Okay, so this is a two-part study, and men who've already been diagnosed with prostate cancer will, over the summer, have received questionnaires. And we, if there's still one lying about, we would encourage them to send it in because we can still use their responses. Now, we know that prostate cancer can leave men with quite a lot of difficulties with their urine problems, with sexual health, and with their general well-being. But we're not sure that everything that we record is due to their prostate cancer treatment. So what we're doing now is there have been 10,000 men in Northern Ireland randomly picked without prostate cancer, and they tend to be over the age of 50 because that's the age that most men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. So we've matched them for age. So these are men who do not have prostate cancer, but what we're interested in is how are men doing? What's the health of men who do not have a particular cancer, who may have other things going on in their life? But so we're interested in what we call a normative study. So we will be able to do this as a baseline to measure then the effects of prostate cancer on the people who've been treated for it. So today and yesterday, there were 10,000 survey questionnaires posted randomly throughout Northern Ireland from Business Services Organisation, which is part of the Health Service. And we are asking questions very similar to the questions that we ask the men who have been treated for prostate cancer. So these are questions that men might feel quite sensitive about. It could be about their control of their urine, the control of their bladder, and also about their sexual health. But we would ask that men actually get over any embarrassment that they have about these things, answer the questions. The information will be held completely confidentially, and I, as a researcher, will see the answers but not know who has filled out the questionnaire, because that information has been kept completely separate to the answers that men will fill out.
It isn't the type of thing that men of my age really want to do. The survey will come through the door and they don't even want to look at it because they feel that it's going to remind them of what might eventually kill them. And men aren't good at filling in surveys like that.
Well, this is it. And we know that with older men are worse than younger men as well. So we are really trying to encourage any man who receives this questionnaire to just take a deep breath, fill it out, send it back. And they will be helping us to provide services for men in general, and especially for men who've been treated for prostate cancer. We know, for example, that 1 in 6 men, after they've had a treatment for prostate cancer, on average will have problems with urine. They will be leaking urine. We know that over half of men who've been treated for prostate cancer have impotence that's ongoing. Now, those are serious problems, and yet there aren't services in place to meet those. We don't know what the level of those are in the general population who haven't been treated for prostate cancer. So what we might uncover here is a need for these services among the general population in addition to among people who've been treated for prostate cancer. So the men who we have randomly identified are people that we, as far as we know, do not have prostate cancer, and we're really interested to know how their health is, how their well-being is, how they're feeling, how their mobility is, but also how some of the more sensitive questions that we're going to ask about urinary incontinence, about their sexual health, how they are faring with those elements of their life. And this will help us build up a picture of what men's health like is in Northern Ireland. We've often heard that there's a lot of focus on prevention and on women's health. This is an opportunity for the men of Northern Ireland to have their voice heard, and we will be analysing this. We hope that the results would be available early in 2017. The information will be fed back to the health services. It will be in an anonymised way. It will be fed back to researchers, and we will know at an anonymous population level what the general health of men in that older, over 50 age group is.
So it's a real opportunity for men to help other men, and especially for men getting slightly older, to help sort a problem which is right across the world indeed. But it's an opportunity for men of a certain age to make it a healthier place for younger men coming through with this research.
That's right as well. And there are men who have problems with their urine who maybe never speak about it. There are men who have problems with impotence, and that's a hidden problem with them. And this is an opportunity for us to say, look, you know, a certain percentage of men over the age of whatever have this problem. We need to be thinking about how can we put services in place to help them? How can we open discussions about this? But also, how are we able to